Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're inside the Game Bar and Grill. Hope to see you stop by. Now happy to welcome into the radio huddle head coach for the Tulane Green Wave football team, John Summerall. Coach Summerall, how you been, man? How's it going right now?
I'm great, guys. We're busy training camp mode, man. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. And I was going to ask you about the quarterback first, but I'm going to do an end around here. I'm going to go with running back because of the fact. Come on.
If you're going to ask about who the quarterback was, I was going to name the starter today.
Hold on to that. We'll save you for the second question, then, if you're going to name the starter.
Yeah.
But to lose a guy like Mekhi Hughes, and, man, he was a terrific player for you, a workhorse guy. And I know you told us this a month or so back when you were on with us, and you said it since, that this is going to be a super competitive room of guys. All have a little bit different, maybe strong suit one way or another, but with the transfer from Louisville, Maurice Turner and Arnold Barnes, and then you got Jamari McClure and Mobley from Florida Atlantic. Man, you got a lot of guys there in the room. And are you just going to kind of let that play out, or is this really going to be more of a situational running back core of using guys in different spots when you think it best suits their talents?
Yeah, each guy has a job description. Maybe they fit best, and they all do different things really well. There will still be a guy that you know, elevates or wins the starting job, or maybe two guys that kind of split the load. They're all got strengths and weaknesses. You know, Maurice was the starter going into the year last year at Louisville before injury, and he's really a veteran, mature player. The way he carries himself, just very, very grown. Arnold Barnes has been here, plays the position probably most similarly to what Mekhi did during Mekhi's time here, a physical downhill type player. Zuberi was a good player at Florida Atlantic, had 400-something yards rushing last year, has a little bit more of a slasher-type play style, a wide zone outside runner. And then Jamari McClure, you know, might be the most talented physical guy. He's in his fourth year of playing organized football. He didn't start playing football really competitively until he was a junior in high school. But he's a 200-pound guy that ran 10-4, 10-5 in the 100 in high school. And then the young guy we got, I really like from Georgia, a high school kid, Javen Gordon, has been really, really smart and very detailed for a youngster. So I like the room. I don't know that you're going to see anybody go for 1,400 yards individually like Mekhi did. That's a special feat. But I do think that the depth of that room, you're going to see a lot of those guys have an opportunity to make a positive impact on this year's team.
I know you were pulling the leg about naming the starter, but I'm going to ask you about Retzloff, because I was telling this to Bobby Hebert. Bob, I said, there's something about a guy who's won, who's a winner.
Yeah.
You look at where BYU was picked last year. They were not a top 25. They were a bottom 25 team for a lot of people that do this for a living and basically cover college football. And what that guy did for them and in crucial situations, and you can like it or don't like it, so to speak, but I think that's how we judge quarterbacks today. What they do when the heat is really on, you got to make a play, you got to come up with something big. And he was able to do that with BYU, and he took a team that was not going to looked at as a top team, and he took them to double digits. There is something about being a winner that you can't get the eraser out on.
No, there's no doubt. We're all judged by wins and losses, and you know, the quarterback position is probably even heightened in that regard. But Jake's a winner, like you said. He's from California. He went to Riverside Community College, won games there, won games at BYU. You know, what's crazy, it's a small world deal. When Jake was at Riverside Community College, and I was the head coach at Troy in 2022, for about 3 months, he had one scholarship offer, Troy. And then BYU came in at the very last minute, and he's like, Coach, it's closer to home, et cetera. And I understood, you know, West Coast guy. Well, but, he, you know, he's been through a lot of experiences, and he's been exposed to a lot of different things. And he's a guy that's been in good and bad and highs and lows, and he's not a guy that's – he's going to be hard to get rattled. You know, he's got that kind of moxie. And really our whole position room there – I feel that way about Brendan Sullivan's won games at Northwestern and at Iowa as a starter. Caden Zamanza played on a Ball State team that didn't win a ton of games, but he was the MAC Freshman Player of the Year last year, you know, and so in his own right did a lot of really good things and carried a team to the success they did have. Maybe would have liked to have had more help around him, but is an ultra-competitive guy. And then Donovan Leary, the other guy in the room competing right now, hadn't played as much, little less known time on task of in-game experience. But, you know, those guys that have played in games like Jake and Brendan and Caden, there's no substitute for playing. There's no substitute for winning.
Coach, last time when we talked to you, and I know you've had a lot of changes on defense, but I could hear it in your voice. You like what you saw in the spring from your defense. And so I'm going to ask you, has that carried over into the fall practices?
It has, in particular up front. I'm really excited about our defensive line. I think we've got a group of guys assembled up there that's got some really high-level players, but the depth of that room has me excited. I mean, our twos go in at practice. Hell, our threes go in at practice. And I'm like, okay, well, I mean, we're a three-man front with our fourth guy in the front really being a stand-up edge player. But the three-down guys, I mean, we got 10 guys. I feel like maybe even 11 potentially with one youngster that I think is coming on right now in training camp that may be able to play, to where we're three-plus deep of guys that I think can play good football. And that's exciting because you can roll guys in there and be fresh and play with your hair on fire the way the game's meant to be played. And, you know, it's a physical game at the line of scrimmage. And those guys, they got to carry the load. And so you want them to be able to be as fresh as possible and take care of them. And I'm really excited about that group. I think we got a lot of unknowns in the back end. You know, we only really return one-time full-time starter on the secondary, and it's Bailey DeSpaney from Carncrow. But Slim's back. The other guy's back. There's a couple guys that played in games last year that might start a game here and there. They weren't the full-time starter. We got talented guys back there. It's just about that group kind of finding cohesion, understanding leverage and where their help is or maybe isn't in certain calls schematically. But that group's growing. But, you know, it's a whole lot easier to play in the secondary if you got the front guys in front of you that can get after the quarterback and stop the run. And That's what I think has got an opportunity to make our defense better. A year ago, we were putting so many new pieces together in the summertime to figure this defense out. This last transfer cycle, we were pretty whole on defense. It wasn't, I mean, we went out and added a couple guys, but it wasn't like we had to go build the whole defense from scratch. Where last, you know, May and June, we had five guys that became defensive starters in game one. I don't think we were that empty in regards to how the roster was when you looked up at the end of spring ball this past year.
Coach, I'm going to ask you about a guy I got to see him play so much in high school in Chaz Preston, who started out at Alabama, and then he transferred out. But, man, Chaz, he was a tilt-the-field guy in high school. And the people bring up this 50-50 ball. It wasn't no 50-50 with Preston. You throw the ball up in the air, it was 85-15, 85. He was going to catch it over a defensive back. I know he had some injuries last year. How's his progress going this year? And it looks as though he has stayed healthy for the most part.
Yeah, Chaz, man, you hit the nail on the head with his ability to win the so-called 50-50 ball. That's kind of been what's been the trait even here, really going through spring and this early part of training camp. His ball skills are really, really strong, and he wins the contested catch a lot. And, you know, the thing I'm most proud about Chaz, you know, when he left St. James and he went to Alabama, maybe didn't get on the field, and sometimes you lose maybe your confidence, your swagger about how you play the game. And it took you a little time when he got here a year and a half ago to sort of rebuild who that guy was, as much 6 inches between the ears as anywhere, you know, just believing in himself again. And then he had the unfortunate injury in the summer where he had some hamstring issues. And he came out the other side of that middle of the season last year and started to make some flash plays. You know, the Temple long touchdown, the Temple game, and then he had a touchdown against Memphis. And he just started to come on a little bit. You started to feel his presence. And then he's had a tremendous offseason. You know, he's worked incredibly hard. He was up here all the time during their break when they had time off, putting in extra work. And I think, you know, where I even think he's taken another step further, I showed it to our team today in our post-practice team meeting. You know, he got dinged pretty good at practice today on one play. And I think a year ago, Chaz might have set out for a minute after it. And it wasn't in his head. It was like in a, you know, an upper body hit that he took. But it was something that it was painful. It didn't feel good, the bumps and bruises of the game. And a year ago, I think he might have set out for a little bit and, like, come back maybe in practice. Man, he was in there the next freaking period making a huge catch on a dig route and took a shot again. And I'm like, man, that's what being a tough dude is like. And it's so cool to see his growth. I'm so proud of him. He's got great, great parents. And his brother's actually kind of his brother's interested in maybe coach. So he's been showing up here and there at our facility or practice just to kind of become maybe a sponge of how this thing works in college football. But, man, I'm so proud of Chaz. Watching him grow has been a blast. I've had a front row seat of it, and I'm really enjoying it because he's a guy that's really getting better and better every day, and you're starting to see, I think, the player he was in high school come back out.
Great hearing for you, Coach Summerall. Thanks so much for the time. Just 23 more days till that season opener, and looking forward to it. Thank you for the time, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day. Roll wave.
Coach John Summerall, Tulane head football coach, joining us, getting ready for that season opener against Northwestern. We're going to take a break here on Sports
Talk. Yeah, you better watch who he's inviting to practice. I saw Coach O and Bobby April was over there the other day, too.
We'll be right back with more Sports Talk here at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this on WWL.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our Treasure Chest Thursdays are back, folks. We're here chilling out in the game bar and grill inside the casino. And happy to be joined now on the phone, legendary quarterback Drew Brees in the radio huddle. We got Nola Pickle Fest in action, courtesy of the Drew Brees Foundation going on. Drew, how you been doing, man? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Yeah, it's great to be on. Everything's going great. Excited that we have our third annual Nola Pickle Fest happening right now at the New Orleans Convention Center. We got about 30 ports going right now in the convention center all at once. It's an amateur pickleball tournament that all culminates to a huge event on Saturday where Andre Agassi is coming to town. He and I are going to play doubles against a few of the groups from our championship division in the tournament. And then he and I are actually going to play in a singles match as well around 5 p.m. on Saturday. So huge sponsor event. We've got so many people in town, really from people from all over the country, came down to play in the tournament, but also support our foundation. All the proceeds go to the Brees Dream Foundation and our ongoing efforts in New Orleans building affordable housing, building healthcare facilities in partnership with Ochsner and underserved communities, building veterans housing, among many other things. So we're really excited about this event and all the support we've been getting.
Drew, got to tell you this story. Last year when we were doing it in the convention center, a lady I recognized. I didn't know exactly who she was, but I knew she was a lady that lives on the bayou like I do. And she was like, I had heart surgery 13 months ago, and what got me back in shape was pickleball. I had never played before, but during my rehab, I would see people playing up and learning how to play. So I learned how to play, and I've become so good at it. And to think a bad event like me having a heart attack and having surgery, but it gave me a new life and something else that really got me back in great shape, and that was playing pickleball.
Yeah, it's amazing what the sport's meant to a lot of people. You know, obviously it's a sport that really anybody can pick up. In fact, just in our tournament over the last 3 years, we've had someone as young as 9 years old participate in the tournament and somebody as old as 88 years old participate in the tournament. So it's pretty remarkable just when you think about the range of demographic and age and obviously people from all over the country as well. So it's something that, you know, is fairly easy to pick up, you know, just pick up a paddle, start playing. I mean, honestly, I could go pick three people off the street right now and we could have a fun, entertaining, you know, kind of social game back and forth, you know, regardless of your skill set or your athletic background or anything like that. So, I think it's gotten a lot of people moving over the last, you know, few years that probably haven't maybe moved that much or moved that athletically in a long time. So I think it's probably helped a lot of people live a healthier and more active lifestyle. That's for sure.
Drew, I know you're the alpha competitor, but I heard you say you're going to be doing doubles with Andre Agassi, but you also said you're going to be taking him on in a match as well?
Yeah, so it's a combination. So obviously we have some pretty high-level players here. And through the years, you know, we've had professional pickleball players actually come through. Our first year we had all the members of the Mad Drops Pickleball Club, which is the club that I'm a part owner in, come out. And we played a huge, pro exhibition, which was a lot of fun with John McEnroe. This year it's like the competition just gets better and better. And so we've got a couple of these 5.0, division players, which is really, really good, that are playing in the tournament. So whoever wins that division is going to play Andre and I, you know, doubles. And then we have some raffle winners, that are coming in to play us. We're playing, the sponsor championship group, and then he and I are going to play a doubles match. So it's going to be a ton of fun and very, very entertaining. You should see the convention center right now. I know you've seen it in the past, but we've got Center Court, which is beautiful. It's black and gold. It's got huge Breeze Dream Foundation logo, Saints logo in the middle, and then surrounded by Mardi Gras floats. So thanks to Mardi Gras World and Blaine Kern for bringing all these floats in. That's basically our hospitality area, is all these Mardi Gras floats surrounding Center Court along with, you know, grandstands. So we'll be able to have a couple thousand people in there. It'll be awesome.
Drew, I'll swing this to football now. And the last time you were on with us, you talked about how important experience was to play at the quarterback position. And, you know, we got people that'll call in a text and, well, Jaden Daniels did it. Okay, Jaden Daniels is an outlier. Okay, and then that's not going to be another one like that. And C.J. Stroud did it the year before. But it's not like that every year. The experience at playing at quarterback, and you see with the Saints, the little experience Rattler had last year during the season. Tyler comes in as a rookie. Hainer played a little bit also. But the importance of the experience at that quarterback position and understanding what you got to do on every play, okay? It's not just every once in a while. You got to know what to do on every play and the quick processing part of playing quarterback.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of factors that go into it. Certainly experience, I think, is one of the most important ones. And look, Jaden Daniels is the exception to the rule. Typically, guys come in and it takes a few years or there's early struggles, and he seemed to pick it up pretty fast. But let's not forget, he had a ton of college starts, right? Started at Arizona State for a few years, started 2 years at LSU, obviously playing in the highest level of football in the SEC. Look at what Bo Nix did last year. Obviously, he was on a great team with a great offensive system and Sean Payton, but here's a guy who had, 61 starts in college. So I think I look at Tyler Shuck and I'm like, hey, the guy played – 3 years at Tech, 3 years at Oregon, a year at Louisville, played for Jeff Brohm, who was a Purdue head coach. I love his system. I know it puts a lot on the quarterback. He really thrived in that system. So that tells me, man, there's maturity, there's intellect, there's ability to process. And, he's been a guy who's fought through a lot of adversity, too. And I'm not saying he's going to be the starter. He very well could be. But I'm sure Spencer Rattler would have something to say about that, too. I thought he showed signs of really, playmaking ability last year, and obviously as a young guy who, was on an offense that had a lot of injuries, so you had a lot of guys out at certain times, and still showed those signs of, being able to make plays and lead the offense. And obviously Jay Painter, has had limited time, but at the same time, I think there's just a level of maturity there too, that's unique to a young guy. So we'll see how this whole thing plays out. But bottom line is, they're only going to get better with reps. The most important thing they can get is just experience and more and more snaps, especially high-level snaps. Kellen Moore, I love his style. I love his offense. He's got a ton of offensive staff around him with a ton of experience as well. So, these guys are in good hands.
One of the things, Drew, and I tell this to people all the time because I know they don't like to use the word rebuild, but that's part of the game today, rebuild, retool, whatever you want to use it. But I think the Saints really got it right at head coach with Kellen Moore. Your thoughts early on him. His practices are so precise. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And I'm impressed with him being able to engage the entire room. Some guys can't. They can only engage maybe with the offensive players or just the defensive players. But he has got a good rapport on both sides of the football.
Yeah, look, I always loved him as a player. you know, I can't say I know him that well. You know, we've met a few times, and obviously I've admired his work as a coach from afar. But, you know, I loved him as a player, and I think a lot of who he was as a player is carrying over to who he is as a coach. I mean, he was extremely bright. Always, like, got the most out of, I think, his talent and the guys around him. I mean, I remember watching those games at Boise State. I think he finished his career as the winningest college football quarterback in history, I believe. I think he won, like, 52 games or something like that. And they were beating teams all the time that they probably didn't have any business being on the field with, you know, but they were finding ways, and he was gritty and tough and would just find a way, you know. And so I think he's just brought that style to his coaching. I think, you know, you see, like, you see the smile, you see kind of the mild manner, and yet at the same time, the dude's a competitor, and he's obviously a wizard when it comes to offense and building a system around quarterbacks. He's done it, you know, everywhere he's been, from Dallas to Philly. Obviously, all the success they had last year in Philly with Jalen Hurts. So he's a guy who is going to take the skill set of the cue, and he's going to put him in the best position to succeed. He's going to, you know, set, you know, create a standard by which everybody needs to follow. You know, he's going to, you know, create opportunities for guys at the skill position. And obviously, the hallmark of their game was running the football last year, too. So I know with a guy like Alvin Kamara in the backfield, you know, you feel like you got this versatility that sets you apart.
Drew, the preseason gets into full swing today. We got four straight days of action. So happy to have football back. But what are some of the takeaways when you were playing that you wanted to get out of preseason football?
You know, I always wanted to come out of preseason feeling like we were sharp, we were in rhythm. You know, I think so many teams take the approach now of just, hey, let's just make sure we're healthy. You know, let's get to the regular season healthy. But man, I always thought there was value. I always thought there was value in getting a certain amount of reps. You know, back when I was playing, it was, hey, the first preseason game, it was one quarter. The second preseason game was two quarters, three quarters in the third one, and then maybe a series or two in the fourth. You know, now it's like, man, you might barely get a series or two in the entire preseason. And obviously they're shortened by a game too. But I mean, I think everybody takes a different approach, but I always felt like I really liked the reps. I liked getting out there feeling like we were getting in a rhythm, and I felt like that carried over to the season. I think the Saints are in a unique spot with their cues because it's not, you know, you're trying to get these guys as many reps as possible. So these joint practices are important. Obviously, every preseason snap is important to get, you know, whoever's going to be the starter ready to go.
Drew, I got to ask you this about a guy you got a chance to play with early in his career, early in your career, to going into Pro Football's Hall of Fame, and Antonio Gates. And I saw the interview with him, and he talked about, you know, that connection you and him had when you were in San Diego, and that he was like, man, I didn't know nothing about football. I could run two routes, but I could run them really good. And he said, you know, it took me this far. But, man, the career, think about it, he's the only player to never take a snap in college football, and he's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame today. That's just a remarkable situation to see. Great basketball player, didn't maybe have the skill set to play at the NBA level, but certainly at the collegiate level. But your thoughts on Antonio Gates?
Yeah, honestly, it's absolutely remarkable. And I'll never forget the first day he came in, and we were like, who's this guy? You know, never played college football, kind of plucking him off the basketball court at Kent State. And I just remember our tight end coach at the time just like stood up on the table for him. Was like, I'm telling you, like, this guy's a rare athlete. I remember watching him play in high school when I was a recruiter. I was like, there's just something about him. He's a raw athlete. It's going to take him a while to, you know, figure out the tight end position and put his hand in the dirt and block and all those things. But I'm telling you, just wait and watch this kid. And sure enough, it was like midway through his rookie year, he ended up playing because we had a bunch of injuries and ended up showing those signs of like, wow, playmaking ability, route running, like he had this suddenness to him in his routes. He had great hands. He would attack the ball like most kind of post basketball players do. You know, they just kind of go get it. And then, you know, you go to 04 and 05, which were the years that I had with him. It was actually crazy because I ended up speaking to the Hall of Fame committee during the offseason about Antonio Gates. And, you know, I went back and I looked at his statistics, and it's like, if you haven't looked at his statistics, you need to go look at his statistics. I mean, it's unbelievable the numbers that he put up in his 16-year career. But I had to reminisce. I go back and I look at 04 and 05, and there's some massive numbers when we were playing together. And it just brought back some really great memories. And obviously I had a chance to go to Canton as well
to watch him go into the Hall of Fame. And it was kind of like a Charger reunion. See a lot of my old teammates, Phillip Rivers, Ladainian Tomlinson, you know, Merriman, a bunch of other guys, and a bunch of our offensive linemen as well. So it was trip down memory lane. It was fun, but man, it was so well deserved for a guy like that.
Drew, looking at, you know, you mentioned being at the Hall of Fame. You got Pickle Fest going on right now. What are some other things you've been doing off the field?
Man, we've been doing a ton of stuff. I'm heavily involved with youth sports. I'm a partner in a youth sports organization called Pioneer, and also on the flag football side, obviously FNA, but a group called Unrivaled that is continuing to grow flag football around the country, building leagues, building tournaments, you know, working with the national team in order to, you know, get ready for the 2028 Olympics, where flag football is going to be present. And who knows, we might see some NFL guys on that five-on-five flag football USA team. But also a ton of our business interests here in New Orleans. Jimmy John's is going strong. We got another small sliders location opening up in Elmwood here in a few months. Walk-ons is getting ready for the football season. We've got a huge event at Pickle and Pins with a lot of our sponsors and participants in the pickleball event. And so we're excited about that. We're gonna have a DJ, tons of fun, tons of games. Surge Entertainment is now open over there at 6970 West Veterans. So fun for the whole family. Bowling, laser tag, arcade, sports simulators. We're building a huge multi-level go-kart track that should be open by the holiday season. So we've got a ton of stuff going on in the city. Just trying to bring a ton of entertainment, ton of hospitality, something for all the families in New Orleans to be able to enjoy. So we're excited about all those things.
Drew, you brought up with Kellen Moore and his usage of Saquon Barkley last year. Man, behind that offensive line, man, and Saquon, they were really difficult to get off the field. But your thoughts on Alvin Kamara, and having watched him as he hit into the league and seen him throughout it. Bobby and I talk about this all the time. Okay, he looks like he still has a lot of football gas left in the tank. And you might not be able to feed him the football 20 times a game as a runner, but if you could do it 16, 17 and get him the ball four or five times coming out of the backfield, man, that's what you would want from Alvin Kamara. And your thoughts on Alvin as he's reaching the later part of his career?
Yeah, I mean, he's such a special player. And to your point, like, I don't see a slowdown at all. I mean, he's always been obviously extremely athletic, extremely powerful, explosive, but always such a smooth runner, always feet on the ground, never seems to take, like always seems to just have this ability to break tackles. I mean, man, he takes hits, he takes punishment, and yet he kind of keeps getting back up and keeps going. You're always conscious of how many hits those guys are taking, especially at such a key position, a guy who's so versatile. I mean, I don't know if there's a more versatile player in the league than Alvin Kamara. His ability to run the ball between the tackles, outside the tackles, in the pass game, down the field as well. I mean, I can think of so many big plays with him down the field catching the football above his head. So, I mean, he's obviously one of the biggest threats, if not the biggest threat on the offense.
Drew, if Hoodats want to check out that matchup between you and Agassi this weekend, what day and what time should they go to the convention center?
Yeah, so Convention Center on Saturday at 5 o'clock is when everything kicks off with Andre Agassi. You can buy tickets at the door. It's only $10. All of the proceeds go to the Breeze Dream Foundation. It's going to be a ton of fun, ton of festivities. We got food trucks in the building, in addition to a bunch of vendor booths and just a lot of energy and a lot of fun. So come out and join us, and hopefully, you know, Agassi and I can put on a show.
Drew, one last question for you, because I'm going to tell you, you and Larry Fitzgerald, y'all can book y'all tickets to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame next year. You'll be inducted in. But one guy I was really surprised didn't get in year one, and I know you've seen way too much of him, Luke Kuechly. So for people who didn't realize how good Luke Kuechly was, not only physically but mentally, I mean, he knew other people's plays before you could call them, and it was amazing the chess matches you had going up against Kuechly in that Panther defense.
Yeah, he's when people ask me who's the best player you ever played against, I say Luke Kuechly. He was that special a player. He was that dynamic a player. I mean, first off, he made every tackle. Second of all, he got the defense lined up every time. he knew what plays you were running in most cases before, you know, you could get lined up. And so it was totally a chess match back and forth. You had to be so on point when you played against a guy like that. I mean, he was such a difference maker and a game changer for that Panthers defense. And, you know, people say, hey, well, you know, he only played 8 years, but he was the best player in the league for 8 years in a row, you know, and like his contributions, I think, just to the game, to the position and the way that he was viewed amongst his peers, certainly deserve him, make him deserving of the Hall of Fame.
Drew, thanks so much for joining us, man. We definitely miss seeing you throwing the rock around.
Yeah, we miss you here, Drew. I guarantee you that.
I miss it too, guys, but I love being a fan of our team. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Drew.
The legendary Drew Brees joining us there. Make sure you check out Nola Pickle Fest this weekend.
And man, going up against Agassi.
He took on McEnroe. Now he's going against Agassi.
Okay, I don't understand tag teaming with Agassi.
Sure, right.
That part
at
I
first
get.
First he was like, yeah, we're going to be doing doubles. I was like, oh, okay, he's not taking him on. But, yeah, there's going to be that one-on-one matchup. And I can imagine the convention center is going to have a bunch of hoodads there rooting him on.
Yeah, he's going to need more than the root known to beat Agassi. Because, man, we were talking about it the last time he was here. And he was like, man, that just caught me. McEnroe caught me, you know. I think he beat him in the doubles tournament, but in the singles, I got you, Drew.
Rolling on with more here at the Treasure Chest Casino, the Game Bar and Grill, our weekend kickoff continuing on WWL. We'll be right back after this message on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, you can now stream this show and all of your WWL Time Shifted podcasts on the free Odyssey app, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio app. Listen to the shows you love and local content you crave when you want, and how you want on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn app. Great stuff from Drew Brees, Mike. Always great to hear from the Saints legend. And man,
I said we miss him, they got about five other people said the exact same thing.
Exactly. It's been a rough couple years now without him, and hopefully Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck can be a guy to help bring some kind of greatness back to this ball club. It's been a rough last couple of years.
Yeah, they didn't really have a contingency plan afterwards for Drew.
Right.
Really didn't. So now you're going through the growing pains at the most important position out on the field. And, yeah, every once in a while you do catch lightning in a bottle with a Jaden Daniels. And C.J. Stroud did the similar things in Houston the year before. But, man, they outliers. That's not like that every year.
Be back with more Sports Talk after news.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.